The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs crafty and cruelers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet
Let's get it on.
We're playing hard. We're playing good baseball. We're a very confident team. We're having fun. We have a lot of energy on the bench, energy everywhere. And it's a credit to everyone. Everyone's playing a part, which is great. You know, the young guys are playing a part here. The pitchers, bullpen, the hitters, everyone's doing their part.
Rockies got that look. They got the look. Mark Schlereth of a National League West Division winner as they go out and take care of business against the Diamondbacks, effectively knocking the Diamondbacks out of the race. They're now five games back in the loss column. A 7-3 homestand. They're two games clear in the loss column of the Dodgers. Now, here's what I want to get to. Kyle Freeland does it again. He is now 15-7 overall with a 2.96 ERA. And his home stats, okay, the whole, hey, we can't give any offensive player from the Rockies an award because they get to hit at Coors Field. Well, what about a guy who dominates at Coors Field? Kyle Freeland now 9-2 at home with a 2.36 ERA. Come on. This man deserves to be the Cy Young Award winner in the National League.
Listen, you're not going to get an argument from me, Mike. He's been phenomenal, and he's done it at Coors Field, like you said, where the hitters don't get the benefit of the doubt. The hitters, you know, they are, their stats and their accomplishments are just kind of glossed over by the national media. If you're going to do that to the hitters, the reverse has got to be. I mean, it's just common sense. It's got to be true. But of course, Jacob DeGrom will get it because he plays for the Mets in New York.
Really? You think DeGrom wins it? He's 8-9 for a well below 500 team. Now, his ERA is fantastic. It's 1.71.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 8-9 for a last place team. In fact, as I look at the...
Well, give me the list of the candidates. Who would be the candidates for the Cy Young in the National League?
I think you're looking at, you know, Max Scherzer's always going to be there, 17-6. But
right.
Again,
but
his
team's out of it.
Aaron Nola from Philadelphia, 16-5. His team's out of it.
What is his ERA? What is
2.2? Scherzer's 2.31. Nola is 2.42. Freeland is 15-7 with an ERA of 2.96, including the numbers I just told you at Coors Field. Plus, he's going to get a chance to get at least another couple starts.
Right.
I mean, the guy could have 17 wins. For a team that's winning its division.
Yeah.
And doing it at Coors Field. But yeah, you're right, he won't.
It'll be, yeah. I don't know, man. What's DeGrom's ERA? Under 2, right?
Yeah. 8-9 for a last place team.
I know.
Look at the
guys who vote on it be like, yeah, but he never got any run support. You know, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm just telling you, I think Freeland deserves it, but I just don't think he's going to get it.
Next on the Morning Brew.
They're the most important games that you got. To win a division, you got to, you know, win divisional games. If you win a division, you're going to the playoffs. So, I mean, that's the number one goal is to, you know, win his divisional games. And we got three great teams that we're going against with the Chiefs, Chargers, and the Raiders.
So, last week, once the Broncos lost that lead and a game that they were dominating, they were now behind. Did anybody think about what I had said leading up to this game, that it was a must win? And that all of a sudden the idea of losing this game was so, made you so aghast that you were like, oh my God, this is a must win. So are we right back to that same situation again for exactly how Vaughn laid it out? It's the Raiders. It's a division game. You're at home. You got to get off to a fast start this season. Is it everything I said about the Seattle game last week appropriate for this game? You got to win it.
Yeah, it is, especially when you consider the circumstance. Like, you played a game that was a 3-point game that really wasn't close. Like, you should have beaten Seattle by 20. Okay? So you've got that from a confidence standpoint. Now you're getting a Raider team who turned the ball over 3 times, who shot themselves in the foot with penalties, who played on a Monday night, whose skunk was in the locker room on Tuesday smelling the joint up, or Wednesday smelling the joint up. Like, this team is, everything that can be going wrong, so to speak, for this team has gone wrong. Their receivers, I mean, the coach has already put that quarterback on blast. Their receivers, you know, caught one. I think Amari Cooper had one catch. Like, you're set up right now. They're going to come out, listen, they're a caged animal. They're going to come out swinging. But, yeah, I'm with you, Mike. Especially in the division at home on a short week, the Raiders come into town. You got to handle your business. This is where you have to step on the throats of said opponents.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Come to the greatest place on earth, the Broncos organization. I just hope they say I played with everything I had. You know, I play hard, I play smart, tough, and I was a great teammate. That's all that matters.
Okay, among the finalists for the 2019 Pro Football Hall of Fame class
right,
is Champ Bailey, who's a first-time eligible player.
Mm.
Also on that list is John Lynch.
Yes.
And we strongly suspect that Pat Bowlen will be getting in. So
Tommy Nalen on that list, too.
Yes, he is. Odds that the Broncos get multiple players into, or multiple Broncos into the Hall of Fame class of 2019?
The odds of that happening?
I'd say, yeah. What would you say the odds are that you get at least two?
Is there odds less than zero? Can you be less than zero?
You say no way they get two in?
They're not getting.
You don't think Pat Bowlen and John Lynch, or Pat Bowlen Champ Bailey?
Okay, yes. That is definitely... Absolutely. Pat Bowlen's going in, and I think Champ Bailey's going in. So I was just talking about the players.
Okay,
I know
you're getting two in, right? Two
right,
out of the
you're not
three.
Getting two players
right.
in.
No.
But yes, absolutely, Champ. See, but this is the sad thing, you know, like I love Bronco country, but I think John Lynch is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. So, but I still, Ed Reed is up for the first time. He's going into the first ballot. So that's
Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, that's going to eliminate John Lynch's chances to get there. Like, I just don't think they're going to put two safeties in that class. You know, I don't. So,
but you think Champ is a first ballot, first time?
Yes, absolutely. I do, 100%.
I agree with you. Was on the All Decade team for the aughts 2000 through 2010. Three all-pro teams, 52 career interceptions. Really quickly, who was he acquired for in a trade?
Clinton Portis.
That'd be Clinton Portis, who, you know, all Clinton Portis did in his first 2 years here was rush for 3,000 yards and wear a championship belt, wear a heavyweight championship belt on the sideline.
Clinton Portis, by the way, is also nominated in this class. And Clinton Portis, for me, will still be one of the all-time blitz pickup guys I've ever watched.
Really?
Oh, my. When he went to Washington after his first couple seasons here and he bulked up, that dude, like, he would have, when linebackers knew they had a blitz and Clinton Portis was in blitz pickup, it'd be trickling down their legs. He absolutely would blast dudes. It was a thing of beauty. Like, he'd be ejected for the way he hit dudes.
Really? I guess I never thought about that with Clinton Portis.
Literally one of the best I've ever seen. He would hit guys and their knees would buckle and they just kind of fall down in a pile. I'm telling you what, he's one of the best I've ever seen.
All right, so Bronco fans, start making your plans for Canton next summer, because I think I agree with you, Stink. I think very good chance. That both Pat Bowlen and Clinton Portis going in to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.